The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hello and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Devaney. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And calling in for the second week in a row, we have Cliff Capson with EnviroSpec.
Hello, Jackie.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm great. And you, Pat?
Very good. How's things in Chicago?
It's doing good.
Good.
Things are starting to pick up. The weather's breaking a little bit, so we're okay.
Very good.
Okay, good. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been guiding and assisting sellers and buyers, and we have been performing appraisals for over 40 years. We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21. And during the week, feel free
to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
You can view the MLS listings or search for homes at jruddy.com, jruddy.com. You can listen to all our archived radio shows, or you can friend us on Facebook or follow me at Twitter at Jackie Ruddy. Okay, good morning again, Cliff. If you would please give me a brief background history on you and your company, what you do, please.
Sure. Glad to be back. The company is EnviroSpec. We have been performing inspections of exteriors of buildings, both commercial and residential, for as long as we've been in business, which is since 1996, focusing primarily, again, on moisture intrusion and damage and evaluation of structures.
On our show last week, we were talking about all the different types, Dryvit, synthetic stucco, and these are all considered an exterior insulation and finishing system, but it's not always a Dryvit system. We talked about how to try to identify what people have, but it's difficult to do unless you do an inspection and you have someone that's a little bit more on, you know, the side of an expert, probably, right?
Yes. Yeah, we mentioned last week that I had done that presentation for the New England chapter of ASHI, and part of that is educating home inspectors as to how to properly identify these systems.
Well, if a home inspector has trouble doing it, I mean, I'm sure realtors do, and
really?
Sellers and buyers and
homeowners,
everybody, right?
It can be difficult.
All right. What we didn't cover last week, which is what I wanted to talk about this week, is if there, and we talked a lot about it last week, some of the troubles, moisture that develops as a result of not maintaining this type of exterior. Why would someone choose this type of exterior?
Well, that's a question I get asked quite often. There's a couple of factors that play into this. First of all, people who like the look of stucco are just in love with it. So that's the first thing, is a home is very personal, so that's, as being a realtor, you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, from an architectural standpoint, it's a very flexible system because it's made out of a foam insulation, so you can do very dramatic architectural details like arch doorways and other details. And so it's used on a lot of high-end homes, and even homes that use traditional stucco use part of these systems to make these decorative details. So that's another thing, is design capability. And the third is from a standpoint of energy savings, because it's like having insulation on the exterior of the home. As a matter of fact, Dryvit, who's the most prominent manufacturer of these systems, their best-selling system is a play on that insulation, and it's called the Dryvit Outsolation System. So it's actually like insulating the exterior of the building. So very energy efficient.
Okay, so energy efficient. So I think of green and eco-friendly.
And saving money. Mm-hmm. That's what I think of.
All right. Yep. All right, so synthetic stucco, as it's as people refer to it sometimes, synthetic stucco, but it's not actually stucco.
Correct.
Okay.
It uses some of the properties of a stucco system, like the finish coat, and but it's modified from the traditional stucco, and that stucco uses metal lath as opposed to a EIFS system, which uses fiberglass mesh. And the EIFS system uses foam. The other hard coat stucco is strictly Portland cement. So it's a heavier system, not as lightweight, and not doesn't have the insulating properties. So there are very distinct differences between the two.
Okay. And then, you know, last week we covered a lot of the problems that, you know, result as if it wasn't installed properly and if there's moisture intrusion. And so when I think of moisture intrusion, and a lot of times we talked about it last week, people don't realize they have this problem going on because the water's going in, but they don't know this because it's in the exterior, it's behind the
sure.
insulating system, but it's not inside the house. How does it reveal itself inside the house? I think of mold when I think of this stuff.
Yeah, usually you're not going to see anything on the inside of the house unless your windows are leaking and the water's going to the interior wall cavity. When we're doing our inspection, we're basically on the exterior of the building. So when we find, and you mentioned the word mold, which people are concerned about always these days, so some people are more sensitive to mold than others. But when we're inspecting on the outside, we're detecting moisture on the exterior of the building. And sometimes there is mold, but it's not on the inside of the building. And if we detect mold or water damage, part of the recommendation is to remove the system in that area and repair the damage. And when you do that, you're removing the mold. So it's kind of a moot point if you have an inspection. If it's left unchecked over a long period of time, it can be an issue. But most likely, people are not going to see anything manifesting itself inside or outside. They need to have an inspection.
Okay. Well, that's good news.
Yeah, we were talking during the break about the importance of having these systems installed properly. You were saying you looked at a senior citizen home that had Hardie board installed improperly,
it happened last February when we got hit in the Midwest with our major snowstorm, and by the time it came out to you, it had turned to freezing rain and ice. So that was in February of last year. And I got a call several days after that from one of my clients, and they had a problem with a senior care facility in Pennsylvania. And the water was coming into 69 units on this building, which was only 2 years old. And my immediate thought was that there were problems and that it might have been an EIFS system or a stucco or something. And they told me when they described the problem, they said that it's the exterior was a James Hardie siding and cultured stone, so nothing at all related to stucco. And the water, it turned out, was getting in through the balcony areas, and lack of flashing and other details had caused the problem. So this is not, moisture is not a problem that's exclusive to EIFS in any way whatsoever.
No, you could see it behind anything, practically vinyl sidings.
Anything that's
Absolutely.
Installed improperly.
You're right.
And even brick, if you close up the weep holes on a brick home, you're going to have a problem. So, you know, installation and maintenance, that's the key to everything. Water is a building's enemy.
Absolutely. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here today with us is Cliff Capson with EnviroSpec. We're talking about exterior insulating and finishing systems, EIFS, you call them, right?
Yes. Some people call it EIFS or EIFS or EIFS.
How about extreme weather patterns where there, you know, is a lot of wind, or in the summer it's very hot and cold and ice? Does that affect durability of these types of homes?
It doesn't affect necessarily the durability. Again, in the wintertime, it's actually beneficial from a insulating standpoint. From a maintenance standpoint, caulking and other details are critical to the performance, because obviously, like with any building, if water gets in, it can be a problem, but especially the older barrier systems that don't let water out. So seasonally speaking, you can have such extreme weather conditions going from summer to winter. There's a lot of movement that takes place in a wall, and caulk joints can open up and flashing details can be compromised. So it's important to understand the concept of building science and how things change from season to season. But from a maintenance standpoint, just periodic inspections, that's what we recommend.
Okay, and how often, you know, you mentioned caulking several times. How often does a property owner, how often should they caulk?
Well, typically, again, through the periodic inspections, we'll be checking the caulk, or, the inspector should be qualified to look and see if it's starting to fail, and you might have to do touch-up periodically. The general recommendation is complete removal and replacement of all the caulk on a building, including windows, penetrations like light fixtures, electrical outlets, things. All the caulking should be redone about every 6 to 10 years, depending on how it's performing and what you find during the maintenance inspections.
Interesting.
And otherwise, there's no painting, there's nothing that has to be done to these systems, nothing?
Nope. You can paint it if you want to. You can refinish it, you can change the color every 5 years if you want to, but there's nothing that's required from a maintenance standpoint other than looking at it.
So you don't have to?
Keeping it caulked. Nope.
It's not like wood exterior where you have to keep on it every so often.
No, just take care of the maintenance, make sure it's all taken care of, and you should be just fine.
Sure.
Okay, well, we're headed towards the break, but before we do, we'll have Pat review a listing, please.
Yes, I have a house. It's at 635 the rear of Maple Street in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I'm saying that because I'm talking to Cliff and he's in Chicago. This home is completely remodeled. It's nothing left to do. It has new vinyl siding, double-hung windows throughout. The roof is 10 years old. It has a gas furnace that's approximately 15 years old. The interior has been completely painted. New flooring throughout, full brand new bathroom on each floor, master bedroom with master bath leading out to a balcony, brand new plumbing and wiring. That's a two-story, three-bedroom, two-bath home. It's 1,216 square feet for only $59,000. At $59,000 for the home at 635 Rear Maple Street in Scranton, and that is listed by Trish Conway.
Please stay with us. We will return in a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker in with my husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Devaney. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning again, Pat. And our special guest, Cliff Capson, calling in from Chicago, Illinois, with EnviroSpec. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Glad to be here.
Glad you're with us. We're having some interesting discussions 2 weeks in a row regarding these EIFS, exterior insulation and finishing systems, such as synthetic stucco, Dryvit, so on and so forth. And before the break, we were talking about mold and moisture and why people choose these types of exteriors, that they're attractive, and you can do a lot of things that you can't do with other types of exteriors. Now, let's go into, if you don't mind, Cliff, you know, we talked about it before we started the show today. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of the class action lawsuits over the years. What happened, what, you know, and what developed from those lawsuits, please?
Sure, sure. I'll keep it brief, but mostly because the class action lawsuits have all been retired. But basically what happened was a number of homeowners, especially starting it down in the Carolinas, started experiencing problems that were discovered by building inspectors. And they filed class action lawsuits against all the manufacturers, Dryvit, Synergy, Stowe, these are all major manufacturers of EIFS. And over the years, they were attacked by homeowners and attorneys for, in some cases, rightly so, because the system that they had developed did not allow for water to drain out. So, for instance, the largest manufacturer, Dryvit, actually was the last one to settle, and they settled in, I think, in 2000. And really, the settlement for Dryvit created a whole new type of system, and before they settled, they kept holding the line, saying, no, the barrier system is fine, and the barrier system basically was a system that was attached to the wall, and if water got behind there, it was trapped and could not escape. So people said, well, there has to be a way for water to drain and all of that, and they kept saying, no, the barrier system is fine. Then they settled the lawsuit. Then they developed a drainage system, surprisingly enough. So the drainage system, or also known as a water managed system, allows any incidental moisture to escape. But you need to understand that just like with any type of construction, it has to be put together properly, and you have to have drainage capability in order for it to be effective. So, again, installation and maintenance are the keys to having a successful drainage system. All the class action settlements have been settled. They're out of the courts now. You cannot participate anymore. But and the manufacturers are hoping to move on, and they are gradually. The system is still being used a lot in commercial applications. I do a lot of inspections for hotels and office buildings and such, and still being used in residential, although people are reluctant. The newer system performs a lot better than the old one does.
Because of that drainage system, which has to be installed properly.
Correct.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Cliff Capson. We're talking about EIFS, exterior insulation and finishing systems.
Correct.
Okay. Now, Cliff, let's talk about the inspection process. But
sure.
Before we do that, I had a thought about what you were just talking about in terms of the drainage systems and being installed properly. Can any builder, contractor, someone that's constructing a property be considered someone that's qualified, certified to
install the system?
Correct.
Right. Right. Well, interestingly enough, I guess the answer is yes and no. The manufacturers have kind of moved in that direction where they will only sell the product, or supposedly only sell the product, qualified or certified applicators. But we have a local distributor in Chicago, for example, that will sell the product to anyone who has a credit card. So you can, if you buy the product, you can put it up. And if you're a builder, the builders themselves, especially because these are used, the systems used in high-end custom homes, a lot of those builders don't actually do the work. They sub it out to various subcontractors. And at some level, they put their faith in those contractors that they're going to install it properly, and they don't always do it. So it kind of puts them in a trick bag. But it's gotten better, and hopefully it will continue to move in that direction. But I guess the short answer is you don't have to necessarily be certified to buy the product and install it, so that can be dangerous.
Okay, so if I was building a home, what would you recommend that I do? As someone that's just a common person that's looking for this type of look and wants this type of exterior, what should I look for in that builder that I choose?
Well, you need to do a little research and make sure that the builder is using a product and not hiring a subcontractor that's going to go to Home Depot and buy the various components of what would put together or what we might refer to as a hybrid system, which is not actually a manufacturer's system, and make sure that if it's installed by a qualified contractor, you have to check with the manufacturer. All the manufacturers have contact information that you can access on the internet. Drive-It has a website. We actually have links on our website to the manufacturers, and if you want to contact them or you need specific information, you can contact me. But it's important to do your homework, like with anything, and make sure that whoever does it not only installs it properly, but registers the product that's installed on your building so that you can have the warranty, because in most cases, these systems, the drainage systems, come with a 10-year manufacturer warranty. But if the applicator is not certified and doesn't register your installation, you have no warranty.
Right, so right.
There's a lot to look at there.
Excellent point. And how would someone get in contact with you, please?
Best way to reach me is either through the website, which is envirospec.net, that's envirospec.net. You can also get there by going to eifsinspector.com, or my phone number is toll-free 888-304-3437.
Excellent. Okay. Now, the inspection process, which takes you all across the East Coast, you're based in Chicago, Illinois, but you'll travel. You go far and wide to inspect properties with these types of exterior systems.
Yes.
And so what is the inspection process? What happens? What's involved? What do you do?
Sure. Typically, I tell people it is basically a three-phase inspection that we perform. And, of course, there are variances depending on if it's commercial or residential and so on. But the typical inspection is first a visual inspection where we walk around the building, familiarize ourselves with the details, looking at caulk joints and flashing details, take a lot of pictures. And then we get to the moisture readings, which is the second phase of the inspection, and we do moisture readings two different ways. First is non-invasive, and that's using a surface scanner. It's called a wet wall detector. We use the surface scanner across the surface of the wall. And once it's been calibrated for the building that we're looking at, we know, for instance, when we come across a wet area that the meter is going to indicate that there's moisture or could be. So the only way to verify that is to probe. So we do probe readings, which is an absolutely imperative part of the inspection process. You cannot do an inspection just by having a visual and a surface scan, or even infrared scanning doesn't tell you what's going on without actually probing through the wall or being invasive in some way. So that invasive meter penetrates the system and takes a moisture reading of the moisture content in the wood behind the system. We record that reading and seal up the holes with an approved sealant. And we do that all the way around the house under every set of windows, under all the flashing details. And we try and limit the amount of probing, especially if we're doing an inspection for a buyer, because they don't own the house yet. So we don't want to make a pincushion out of the house. But we do seal up the holes. In most cases, we get an excellent color match, and you can't even tell where the holes are. But that's what we do, and then we provide a report, which tells not only what the issues are, but how to resolve those issues.
So you know a lot about these types of systems, and you obviously do the repair work after you do your inspection.
No, we do not do repairs.
Oh, okay. So who fills in those holes?
Well, there are contractors locally that we recommend. I also have a network of other people through corporate relocation and warranty companies that I have built over the years, a network across the country. So if somebody's looking for a reputable contractor in their area, I can do a little research and probably help hook somebody up. But the important thing to note is two things when you're looking for an inspector. You don't want an inspector that also does repairs, because if nothing else, it could be perceived as a conflict of interest, and you want to avoid that.
Sure.
And the other thing is certification. People always say, are you certified? And it's important to note, I have a couple of people that work with me during the busy season, and one of the prerequisites before I would hire them was that they go online and get certified. So there are organizations where you can actually go online, do a little studying, take a test, and get certified. So they were listed as a certified inspector before they had ever inspected one of these buildings. And, you know, so when you're talking about certification, you got to be careful. More important than that is experience. I wouldn't use anyone that has less than 200 of these inspections under their belt specific to this material. It's important that the person you have looking at that house or building understands what's going on and how to evaluate it, because there are so many different types of systems and methods to the inspection process.
So not only be certified, but qualified. Yep. Through some experience, at least inspecting at least 200
Absolutely.
Of these types of exteriors. Good advice. Great advice.
Century 21 Jack Ruddy's been in business how long?
For 40 years.
40 years. Okay. Yeah. No, I just wanted to point that out.
All right. Well, another great week of discussion with you, Cliff. We want to thank you again for being with us. And, you know, some really good information we have out there. And if anybody wanted to get in touch with you, please.
Best way to reach me is through the website. We actually have a contact us page. If you have a building that needs to be inspected, you fill out the questionnaire and hit the send button. The website is envirospec.net. That's envirospec.net or eifsinspector.com. And our phone number is 888-304-3437.
We thank you again, Cliff, for being with us. We know you're busy. Thanks for the time, and we wish you the best of luck out there in Chicago and everywhere that these inspections take you.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to getting out that way soon to do some inspections.
All right. We'd love to meet you. Before we say goodbye, Pat, would you review a listing, please?
Yes, I have a house. It's 590 Main Street in Archibald. This is not completed yet, but the builders are planning on a two-story home with almost 1,500 square foot. Three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath with tile in the kitchen, with cherry cabinets and granite countertops. A one-year warranty and central air is with a full-price offer. That is $159,000 for a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath home, brand new, at 590 Main Street in Archibald, Pennsylvania, and that's listed by Sarah Weiss.
Thank you, Pat. And my tip today, again, from the Better Homes and Gardens, decorating rules can be broken. You can mix and match plaid and floral. They just need to coordinate. Put geometric patterns with florals. Mix modern designs with traditional designs. The key, make sure they share a common color. It's that time we have to say goodbye. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Jackie Ruddy, owner, and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. During the week, please feel free
to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-5225.
Search the MLS or view our listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. Friend us on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at Jackie Ruddy, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. Thank you for listening and have an exceptional weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.